What Can a New Year Bring? A compilation. As we stand before the new year, we don't know what's in store for us. But there's one thing we do know, and that is that we can leave the past, with all of its cares, pains, heartaches, and mistakes, behind. We can't undo one single act or unsay one single word. But if we will give our grief and regrets to God, He can make this new year a fresh start. Every day of the past year is beyond our reach, and we should leave it there. God has the past in His keeping, and we should not go back and be tormented with regrets. It's sad how some people say they're trusting God, yet they worry about the blots and stains on the pages of their past. Once we have turned to God and confessed our mistakes and wrongdoings and asked for forgiveness, then there's no need to go picking around in the past and bringing up those things again. God says of your past sins, "I will blot out your sins, and I will never think of them again." If God doesn't even remember them, why should we? The Bible tells us there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. Rather than going back into the past and regretting this and that and weeping over things that we can't change, we should remember God's comforting promise. "Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall become like wool." I once read a poem that went something like this: "If I could find the road to yesterday, I'd write the page with cleaner pen and wipe out yesterday's." Well, I don't want to find the path to yesterday, because I can't wipe out anything. Only God can cover the mistakes of the past. Thankfully, it isn't God's way to make us relive the past. Who would want to, when the future is as bright as the wonderful promises of God? When I think about the year before us, I think about all the promises in God's Word and how those promises are unfailing, unchanging, and meant for each of us personally. With all of those promises of the eternal future that awaits us, why would anyone want to go back and retrace the past, to walk the road to yesterday? Jesus has already paid the penalty for our wrongdoing, so we can say with the Apostle Paul, "I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us." Forget those things which are behind. Press onward and upward toward the goal and the prize. What a pity if we carry the burden of the past, when the Lord paid such a price to lift that burden and set us free. Is there anything more wonderful than the miracle of forgiveness and the assurance of having our mistakes forgiven? This wonderful forgiveness is for all of us. Jesus died for all of us. All we have to do is accept His forgiveness and receive Him as our Savior. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's His unbreakable promise to you. May the Lord bless you and make you a blessing, and use you in His service. May you have a wonderful new year, and a fresh revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ to your soul. And may God bless you every step of the way. Virginia Brandt Berg. We begin a new year with a certain hope, another year, another chance, a new day. But we carry with us the same fears, the same longings, the same resolutions. When the past or present seems so broken that its shards seem to reach well into the future, new days are often filled more with fear than with promise. I remember a time myself when I could see the end of a difficult situation, but I could not see a beginning unmarred by the residue of the past. Is there really such a thing as a new day? Was the question I considered. A friend gave me the following words and asked me to hold them instead. But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I will hope in Him. Spoken in a time of exile, the ancient writer held fast to the assurance of things new, even in the midst of a situation that blinded him from any vision of what that could possibly mean. In all of the suffering and sorrow surrounding him, it would not have been unreasonable for him to admit that he saw no way out. No one would have blamed him for seeing new mornings as nothing but a cynical promise of more of the same. But this was not the lament of this writer's lips, as he said, "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end." What the writer was able to see in the midst of his own lamentation is that only an all-powerful God can truly make a beginning. This day is new, because it is a day made by the God of visions and beginnings, the God who came to live among mortals, the God who offers Himself as a new portion every morning. This is the Christian hope of newness. Jill Caratini, adapted. A new year is here. A time to sigh and wish the old one a fond goodbye. A time to put the past behind for the new one God has designed. A new year has come, a fresh new start, one to receive with an open heart. A time for God to reveal to us why this one to Him we must trust. A new year is here, a time to sing for all the wisdom God will bring. Deborah Ann Belka. I have brought you through this year, a year of change, a year of new challenges, a year of tests, a year of growth. As you now stand on the threshold of a new year, I will strengthen you and provide my grace and prepare you for what is ahead. I'm pleased with the progress that you have made over the past year. I am pleased with all the times that you came to me and praised me, that you listened to my voice speaking to your heart, that you sought me. I know that you have also struggled this past year, but hold fast to your crown. Let no man take it from you. Be as my faithful servant Noah, who in the time of his preparation built his ark. Build your ark by faith, by drawing nigh to me, by seeking me at every turn, by committing your life and works to me, by reaching out to those I place in your path, and in doing so, this will be a year of growth. Do not be afraid of the size or the power of the waves you face in the year ahead. Be immovable, unwavering, full of faith, trusting in me. Know that I am with you always and will uphold you. In times of darkness, I will be your light. In times of sadness, I will be your joy. In times of struggle, I will be your deliverance. In times of weakness, I will be your strength. So do not be discouraged or disheartened. Do not agonize over the past or fear the future. Come to me, and you will find forgiveness, comfort, strength, and love. Jesus. You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at tfionline.com.